At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
That is a very funny sales pitch for a couch.
Well, she wasn't.
You should do that for everything you try and sell. Here's a hot tip about selling things. Let's say you're selling anything. If you just go very sensual.
It worked really well.
Obviously, you still have the couch.
But she wasn't a salesperson. She was just a random person there.
She was just a random person there.
Another friend.
Why are so many random people interacting with you? What is happening? Why are you so, what is this, how are you moving through life where people are talking to you on the subway and saying very sensual when you buy a couch?
At the boathouse, I have these great conversations with people.
The boathouse? You work at the boathouse?
Yes.
This is the first time hearing of it.
So I got a haircut.
You look good.
Thank you. Shocking, isn't it?
It makes me look even worse by comparison. I've been trying to shave into a mustache for like...
Well, you have to work a little harder.
I know. I tried to use my razor and it broke.
So you want the mustache to go like this?
I want to do handlebar. I want to do the full Hulk Hogan. All the way down my chin. I want the kind of mustache that if I wear that and a cowboy hat, people will assume I voted the wrong way.
All right. So I got my hair cut.
Yes, it looks good.
Okay, thank you.
You went to the barbershop.
I went to the barbershop. But it's a problem.
Why is this a problem?
Well, see, I live in a neighborhood where I knew the barber really well.
Yeah.
And I want the new barber.
Yes.
So I waited for him to die.
You waited for your barber to die.
Yes.
So you could get a new barber.
Because
you thought your business was so important to this man. That he must pass away before you went somewhere else.
No, I just didn't want him to walk around and say, so, can you haircut somewhere else? And I didn't want to hear that conversation. So I lived to die.
So why, if you didn't, okay, my question is this. And I mean, because you've told me about this Barber Conundrum. And Barber Conundrum is my favorite indie rock band. But you've told me about this Barber Conundrum before. So in your head, you're worried that if you get your haircut somewhere else, that your barber is going to, like, corner you and be like, where else are you going? Who's touching that beautiful head of hair?
You'd have it on Seinfeld.
Sure. I mean, yeah, have it on Seinfeld because it's a ridiculous thing, right? I also have weird barber fantasies. Okay. I have a barber fantasy that one day I'll be walking by a barber shop and a barber will stick his head out of the barber shop and be like, I got to cut that hair. I gotta cut that hair. It's such a good head of hair. It's happened zero times. It's never happened in the history of hair or barbershops that someone has been so drawn to cutting someone's hair that they've stopped them on the street to cut their hair. It's happened no times.
And more importantly, he wants to take the picture of you.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta get my fingies in that.
I don't think that's the way it works.
It doesn't. But
so my barber died.
Your barber died. Okay. And well, now I'm sad.
Then COVID happened.
Then COVID happened. Right. Okay.
And then around that time, and I wasn't getting a haircut. And
no.
I grew it long. I had a little tail in the back.
Nice. Like this,
which was, a little weird.
That's trailer park style right there.
I know.
A little rat tail.
And like, it's like there are no pictures, so there's a verbal explanation.
That's a shame, dude.
No, I certain things should not be remembered.
Why?
It just shouldn't be.
I'd love to see you with just a mop, dude. I bet you look cool as hell.
What's a mop?
It's a long hair, dude. Long hair don't care.
Oh, I've never had that long. Although when I was like my bar mitzvah age, my hair like was down over my ears because that was a 70s thing. And so my hair like went like this. So one side went this way, the other.
You had the flock of seagulls? I think that's a flock of seagulls haircut.
One hair went like this. But they are naturally curled.
Bear in mind, we are in an audio medium, so I'm going to need you to describe it and not just use
physical. We're not an audio medium.
We're mostly going to be.
I've been told I'm being seen.
we travel in both worlds.
You're misrepresenting.
So all right, fine.
One curled into my head, the other one curled out of my head.
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
And then I have to curl it this way, so I didn't like that side as much.
So how long's your hair been? Like, how long have you grown it? Give me a, like, past
How long have I grown it since I was born?
Past the shoulders? You've never done it past the shoulders?
No, I got a Jufro. It just kind of curls.
Oh, it just keeps going up?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, you know.
And that's awesome.
I don't seem to be losing it, though, so I seem to be okay. Which is why I grow the long hair, because everyone I know my age is losing their hair or doesn't have hair.
You have a pretty good, you're doing pretty good. Have you ever done plugs? Have you ever done anything?
No.
You've never done hair club?
No hair club, no weave, just natural hair.
No weave? I'd love to see you with a weave.
The hair weave.
Get some extensions in there, dude.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
That'd be great.
The locks?
Oh, yeah. Just straight down. Get a Cat Williams weave.
We could do that. This is
perfect. That would be great.
I can get weaves.
Oh, we should. Let's go get weaves together. Let's you and me walk into a hair shop and get weaves at the same time.
No,
What do you think I should do? Do you think I should do like big curls?
I don't know the difference.
What do you think?
Well, the choices. Give me A, B, C.
Well, just picture all hairstyles and what would be the funniest one for me to have, you think?
I think you're doing pretty well.
Hurtful. That's hurtful. I just haven't gotten a haircut in like 2 months. That's all. All
right. Well, it's okay. It's good. At least you have hair.
That's true. I keep telling my wife as soon as I start losing it, I'm going to do plugs, I think.
My
I don't think I can do shaved head.
It's the weave.
Well, really, okay. Jokes aside, if I'm putting jokes on the side, when you don't have this problem because you're gonna have hair for the rest of your life.
Yeah, my father died with a lot of hair.
Yeah, you're looking good. I don't think you're gonna have this issue, but I probably will start balding sooner rather than later.
Start.
Okay. I'm doing pretty good. I'm my hair used to be very thick, but I'm thinning up right here.
Okay.
So when you start going bald, you have two choices, right? You can either do something about it, hair plugs, right, or Michael Jordan style, you start shaving it, right? Straight to the bald.
Or just let it do its thing.
Just be bald? No. I'm not going to have a horseshoe. I'm not going to do the horseshoe. That's a rough look, dude. The horseshoe? You think the horseshoe is a reasonable option for a man's hair?
Just put a hat on.
The horseshoe. No, I'm not just going to wear a hat. I'm either going to do something about it or I'm going to shave it down. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, because of the thickness of my beard, if I shave it down, I look like, a bad guy from Breaking Bad.
We had this high school math teacher, and so it's basically he got bald and the hair just got longer on the beard.
Ugh.
Then I had the French teacher did the comb over.
Comb over. I guess comb over is not really an option anymore.
The comb over, and then the wind would blow and hair would be like that on one side.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing.
That's bad.
That's a bad thing.
You know, if you have a comb over long enough,
It was just sad.
Yeah, I can only shave it or do hair plugs, I think. And I don't want to shave it.
How about the weave?
I'm not doing the weave. I'm not, because then I got to keep doing it.
Well, they get you. It's a continuous thing. It's expensive.
Yeah.
But this one guy I know, who else shall remain nameless, does the weave. It looks great.
Is it a toupee or is it a weave?
It's a weave.
What about a toupee? Would you do a toupee?
And then it blows off.
I know, but that's hilarious.
For others.
Exactly. Well, that's who we do it for, baby.
No, but his weave, it looks great.
Okay. And how often does he have to redo his weave?
I don't know. Whenever he gets his hair cut, they redo their thing.
They weave it in when they cut his hair.
I don't know. I didn't ask mechanics.
You got to do a little bit of investigative reporting.
I will find out more about this.
Okay, thank
but,
you.
I know, but he's very happy with the look, and it works out well. I mean, I saw him, he was like, he had long hair, and then he got the weave, he looked much happier.
Yeah, that's fair. He
got taller.
I think I would probably do hair plugs, if I had to choose.
Well,
I had to choose, I would do hair
plugs.
This
is the problem with hair plugs, you know. And okay. So, like, we had this guy, I don't remember his name, but it's years ago, and okay. We're not going to discuss
it. We'll give him a fake name.
Okay.
call
Joe.
Him Joe.
So, Joe. So, the problem is that Joe was losing his hair.
Yeah.
They got the plugs. And so, like, every time you would meet him, you'd, like, your eyes would go, like, right to his plugs.
Right to his plugs.
Right to his plugs. And we were all in our early 20s, and we were talking to
20s?
Not me.
But oh,
this
okay.
guy was, like, 30 or something.
Okay.
Like your age. So we were talking about, and so that was the joke. Like, you meet him, you say, hey, Joe. And everyone's eyes would go, like, up to the
up to the plugs.
And we kept saying, now, when they do, this is the question. With hair plugs, mm-hmm. is it, like, grass that spreads?
Chia pet style.
Does it spread or just stays there like a hairbrush?
I think it's Chia Pet style. I think it just like
stays
it stays there and it just grows out of there.
Right.
I don't know how hair plugs work. I think they take hair from your ass and put it on your head.
Or other parts of your head, move it around.
Or other parts of your body, I guess.
That's where your hair is.
Don't worry about that, baby boy. We're going to be okay. I got plenty of hair that they can take from somewhere else and put it on the head.
That's the wrong kind of hair.
I don't know. My belly hair has a certain sheen to it.
I don't think we need to discuss details.
Why don't you want to talk about my belly hair?
I don't know. How long does it get?
It gets pretty long.
Do you ever cut it?
I don't. Because then if you cut it, you get ingrown hairs. And also you got to keep... I don't shave my face, Marty. You think I'm going to shave my belly? That's a weird... That's a, like, if I shaved everywhere but my face? No. There's no way.
Okay. All right. So, the hair thing.
That's a hair thing.
All right. So
plus, if I shave my head, then you can... Then I might keep my head shaved, but I would get like a head tattoo. I don't know what it would be, but I would get something.
I think that'd be a bad idea.
I want to do the full... If I won $100 million tomorrow, next time you saw me, I would be covered in tattoos.
Do you want to tattoo your face?
I would tattoo my face, yeah. I don't know what I would... you know what? Face, probably not. I think I've grown out of wanting to tattoo the face. But I would tattoo all the way up to my neck, all the way up to my head right here.
See, I have a problem. I don't know what to paint the... I don't know what to paint the... color to paint my house.
Well, the thing is, once you get a tattoo, you don't have to... The decision's been made.
Well, you have to watch.
You don't have to get... You don't have to...
But we can't decide what color to paint the walls, you know?
Okay.
But I don't worry about it because we could always paint it again.
Yeah. So you're worried if you got a tattoo, you wouldn't be able to...
So I was yesterday, I was buying... This actually relates to this. I was out buying Seltzer Recharge.
Yeah.
I was buying greenhouse gases, I say.
So, greenhouse gases, CO2, very good. Yeah.
For my seltzer maker. And so they had this like grandma's removal of stains and things like that.
Okay.
Removal there. And the woman selling me had tattoos.
Yeah.
And so I said, does it work on your arms? She said it was funny.
Yeah. Well, that's because she was working. if you know, I've gotten... Tattoos in my lifetime have become far more acceptable than they like.
Oh, I've seen some beautiful tattoos. I see some guys in the subway that have that ones with the little shading stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go on.
You don't have that one.
I you don't think any of my tattoos are I feel like I have pretty decent tattoos.
Well, this was a really, really, really fancy
one. Like, well, the one on my arm I'm particularly proud of. I'm not going to show it because it's NSFW, but it's not so bad.
Okay, it's your leg. All right.
So. Yeah, it's a leg. That's all I have. It stops right here. Okay. It's a leg.
So I stopped a guy in the subway, and I said, great tattoo. Because I know anyone that has a tattoo I like to talk about. And I had a long conversation about it. He told me all about his tattoo, and it was really nice.
It's fascinating to me how often you talk to strangers.
Don't you talk to strangers?
No. I don't talk to strangers.
No. I saw some guy with, like, pants on and, like, had different...
Oh, what? Pants?
On the subway. It was really weird.
That's good.
No, but they were, like, different pairs of pants.
They were two different shades of pants.
No, two halves that were different.
Yeah.
So I said, did you do that yourself? So he was very proud of the fact that he had taken two pairs of pants.
And sewn them together.
And made another pair of pants out of them.
And he told you about his pants.
Yes. Yes.
And this is a different person than the tattoo person.
No, I wouldn't have. I mean, I don't think I...
It's just wild to me that you talk to strangers at all. That's wild. Like, so, I...
Strangers are friends you haven't met.
Strangers are enemies I haven't made yet as well. No, I'm not going to talk to strangers.
We have a different history than I do.
That's true, yeah. You were not kidnapped as a child, as I was.
You don't even remember that.
You're right. But the thing is, you know what I do remember? My mother being very specific about not talking to strangers. The shit works. I still don't talk to strangers.
But it seems to me that you were kidnapped by not a stranger.
That's true.
So it didn't matter.
That's true. I mean, the thing is, about when you're kidnapped as a child, statistically, I probably won't get kidnapped again. Yeah. So, like, I should be talking to strangers. I should be getting into white vans. You're the one harassing people about their pants and tattoos on the subway? You talk to them on the subway, Marty. That's insane.
Well, all right.
That's like talking to somebody in the bathroom. That's like worse than talking to somebody in the bathroom.
No. Talk to someone while you're at the urinal. That's weird.
They could be like... You're bleeding out, and I'll be like, you can tell me when I'm in the lobby.
Exactly.
Like, so, I don't like being talked to in the bathroom, unless it's an absolute emergency.
Okay. Well, so, let's see. So, the other day, you know, I volunteered the kayaking program.
Yes.
So,
And we made it 7 whole minutes into the podcast before you mentioned the kayaking program. Mark it down. Go ahead.
All right. So, I'm coming out for the kayaking program, and I was just talking to some woman on the subway, and I said, you should come kayaking. She's like, her eyes light up. She says, I'm going to come kayaking. So people love this.
I mean, don't get me wrong. First off, for every one of these stories where you're like, I talked to this stranger and then they talked back to me, I assume there's like 10 more stories where you're like, I talked to a stranger and then they gave me the middle finger and walked off ignored me entirely.
Never.
Not once. You're just that, like, that's incredible, man.
Did they ever walk away? I don't know. When I talk, it's usually a nice connection.
That's nice.
We exchange phone numbers.
Exchange phone numbers?
Well, yeah. And they're making new friends. That's how it works.
I have relatives that don't have my phone number.
I can understand that.
That's insane. Why would you? You're giving strangers your phone number?
No, they give me theirs. I give them a call.
Okay. And what, you call and go, hey, how's the new pants going?
Exactly.
What do you save them in your phone as? Pants guy?
Yeah, no, just Joe, whatever the name is. I take a picture. And I put the picture in.
This is a level of charisma that's dangerous.
No, you take a picture of someone. You know you can do that with the phone. And then when they
yeah, I'm aware.
And then you attach their picture to their directory thing so you know who they are. Mm-hmm. I put a little note, met you on the subway at 7:15.
I just want to, if we could just walk through your process here. You approach a stranger.
No, usually we sit next to
you. You're sitting next to a stranger.
Yeah.
You notice anything about the stranger. Let's say, oh, you have a t-shirt with a comic book character on it.
Yeah, something I want to talk
about. And they go, oh, okay, I like this comic book character. You talk to them about the comic book character. And then you go, we should continue this conversation
No, I don't do that. No, they don't do that. That's not what happens.
Okay.
So they have the conversation.
Yeah.
I start, and they just can't get away. They can't get enough of me.
They love you so much.
So they give me their phone number.
They give you, they're like, I want more of this.
Exactly.
Okay. So then they give you your phone number. And then you're like, all right. But I also have to take a picture of you.
Well, I want to remember who you are.
Okay.
You know, we get the pants in or the tattoo. And then they're like...
What's hurtful is I know you haven't taken a picture of me to put in your phone.
That's right.
So why am I further back than arm tattoo guy?
Because I've trained you to come... You come to the house and you no longer text me. You ring the doorbell.
That's true.
You're being trained. You're going to show up no matter what I do. So why...
That's not true. You better be careful with saying that. That's how you get me to never show up again.
Well, okay, how do I do this again?
That's fair.
Okay, so, all right. So the most important thing, here's something I've learned how to do.
Is friendship.
No, how do you get your kids off the cell phone plan? So.
We're going to talk about getting your kids off the cell phone plan? Yes,
I tell people all the time how to do this. I'm like, it's genius.
Just delete the cell phone plan.
No, could you, all right, you want to tell my story?
Yes, I will. Hi, I'm Marty. I harass people on the street that have tattoos and wear shirts.
You don't look at that camera.
Sorry, you're right. I work at the kayaking place and I bother strangers and get their phone numbers. Their phone numbers?
Well, yeah.
That is wild, dude. You have no idea how wild that is.
No, that's why the phone has a lot of numbers. I got to phone up. Okay. Well, how do you think we can get people to listen to the podcast? I'm
gonna text. That's what you're gonna text. You know what? That's fair.
I hit different markets that way.
You know what? Let's just take a quick look. I want you to look through your contacts.
No, I don't want to pick them up. Put your phone.
No. I want to see who in your contacts you met on the subway.
I'm not. My phone's not available.
You don't even have your phone.
It's over there.
Let me turn on Do Not Disturb here.
Okay. So I was gonna say another story. Oh, cell phones. So the problem is, you know. And this is a new generation. This is like my generation problem because no one ever had this problem before. Because your kids, when they live with you, they use your phone number.
Yeah.
And they left.
The home phone.
And then they left. And now people have these cell phone plans. So they create these family plans that are supposed to be a great deal. The problem is the kids never want to get off of it because it's free.
Sure.
And then you have these arguments about using minutes.
See, we're actually starting to edge in on a thing where... If I was on my father's family plan, there is no way I would not be paying for part of that family plan.
Well, but it becomes an issue. So I just don't want to deal with that stuff. And then, you know, and then we start saying you're using up too much data. We have these conversations that you just don't want to have. And it's like, they should be like, we want to do whatever we want with the data. Like,
is that your impression of your children?
It's random child.
Okay, random child. Go ahead.
So we decided this is how we got off the plan.
Okay.
My wife and I left the plan.
You left the plan. You left them with the plan.
Exactly.
But long enough, you hit the table.
One time, every time, and you hate it.
Yeah, I do. I'm not a fan. See, now you've already lied to me. You said you were going to hit it once, and now you hit it twice. Now you got to do it a third time at some point during the rest of the episode. Take your time.
But my hand hurts.
No, if you do it three times, that's the rule of threes.
Oh,
and that's funny.
You're making me want to do it.
No, you got to wait for exactly the right time. Now you got to build suspense. Everybody's going to be listening to the rest of the episode until you hit it.
I don't think they care that much.
They do.
All right, so back to my
cell phone. The Marty heads
left. So we got off the cell phone plan.
Yeah.
And left.
Mart heads. And then, what would you call your fans? Mart heads?
I don't know. Joe?
Martinis? Ooh, Martinis is good.
Could I?
Martinis is good.
I don't have fans right now. So.
Well, not with that.
I do have one fan.
You got to believe in yourself.
I do.
You got all these fans. You got everybody's phone number, man. I ain't got no fans. I got nobody to text about this podcast.
Well, you
got to
tell everyone. It's no big deal.
You're my only friend.
You're my podcast buddy.
Wow. Podcast buddy hurts, dude. That hurts so bad.
Is that a cool?
That one hurt, dude. That's, you know what? That was too far. If you're not going to call me your friend and only first off, podcast buddy sounds like the worst as seen on TV product I've ever heard of. Try doing a podcast with your podcast buddy. It's like a big inflatable man that you sit across from.
We used to have one of those in our house.
An inflatable man?
Yeah, that's right.
Why?
Because you put him in the window and you pretend there was someone in the house when you left.
Why? What?
It's a suburban house.
So you're worried that if you think the inflatable man in the window will stop a thief, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Hmm.
It's like having one of those owls on your roof to stop the pigeons from landing. Back to the cell phone. So we're off our cell phone plan. We got our own little plan. And then they negotiated. And the three of them have now created their own cell phone plan.
Hmm.
And they're very happy. And they talk to each other. And they decide who pays what and how. And it keeps them together as a bond, as children.
That's interesting.
As adults.
How long has that phone plan been going on?
Oh, maybe 5 years.
5 years. And wow. Who's your carrier?
It's kind of personal.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I finish my story?
So, for the love of God, yes.
So I was in St. Louis visiting my in-laws.
What? Okay, go ahead.
It was recently.
Okay.
So we're there and like we're like in one of these strip mall-y places.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inside eating and then I just need to get out of there. And so I go outside and I make some new friends with some strangers.
Yeah.
And I saw this woman, I guess she was talking about her kids or something like that. And I said to her, are they still on your cell phone plan? And she said, yes. And we're friends at this point, we're buddies. Exchange phone numbers and everything, pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and pictures, phone numbers,
and,
yes.
And so so I asked about that. And I said, I had this plan on how to get the cell phone. I tell the whole story about the way to get off. And she's like, can you tell me that again? Because she was impressed by the way I was able to do this.
Yeah.
And I told her again. She said, okay, interesting. Because people want to get the kids off, and they just mooch off on the cell phones. People of your generation don't do this.
Hold on a second.
And I told them.
No. You can back that right up. The people of my generation, me and my generation, my parents don't have cell phone plans. They have prepaid phones that get turned off because they can't afford it. So please do not lump me in with the rest of my generation saying they're all on the cell phone plan. I don't think that's fair. Okay. Ryan, are you on your parents' cell phone plan?
I am, but I pay my
God damn it, dude!
I am, but I pay for it.
All right, see, there you go. There you go.
All right.
So thank you very much.
So people on the cell phone... So I told that story, and she was very impressed by the fact we got them off the cell phone plan.
Yeah.
It's possible. Actually, I didn't get them off. We left.
I was going to say, you didn't get them off the plan. You got yourself off the plan. You just bailed from the plan.
And then we said, fine, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And so we don't worry about that anymore. And now they can worry about...
Do you ever miss it? Do you ever miss being on the cell phone plan? Do you feel like maybe you've ostracized yourself a little bit?
No.
Now you're not on the plan.
I have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for it in the first place.
I was paying for it.
You didn't have to.
I'm not going to start collecting money.
Okay. All right. Now we found out the issue. You don't want to collect money from your kids. So it's not their fault that you don't want to take money from them.
They don't want to give it to me either. They're like...
Are you sure? Have you asked?
Yeah, we tried.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay.
All right. Too personal.
Yes.
Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle do you think is the best one?
I don't know.
Name one Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
They're all Michelangelo.
Go ahead. Continue.
That's not all.
That's not. There's four of them.
Well, they're causing trouble, you know?
They're causing trouble?
Name the Three Stooges.
Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Okay. Were they brothers?
I don't think so. Somewhere. Not canonically. I think Moe and Curly might have been.
Canonically?
Canonically, like in canon? In the lore of the show?
Oh, no.
The universe that the Three Stooges exists.
Canonically, they were brothers.
Canonically, they were brothers.
I'm talking about real life brothers.
I think two of them were brothers, weren't they?
Depends which ones.
I don't know.
Okay.
Three Stooges is great, but, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
I really am a big fan of when the Three Stooges started meeting other characters. When it was like the Three Stooges versus the Wolfman or whatever.
Yeah, they feed off each other's...
Slapstick.
Yes. and things like
that. The purest form of comedy.
Painful.
I mean, do you not like slapstick comedy?
It hurts.
No, it does. It's slapstick. It's
they hurt you. They hit you. That's the whole point.
Sure.
Slapstick.
Yeah, but it's comedy. Yeah. It's not real. No, see, you did it too soon. You did it too soon. No. You did it too soon. Now you got to do it. 18.
All right. So we had Three Stooges.
Yep.
I had Miss Frizzle. Miss Frizzle's cool.
Miss Frizzle? What was from the Magic School Bus?
Yes.
Okay.
She's cool.
She's cool?
She's cool.
She's a cool character?
Yes.
You think it's cool that she puts children in dangerous situations?
How does she do that?
She shrinks them down and puts them in people's bloodstreams. She time travels to dinosaur times.
You have to learn things.
You can learn things from books.
I don't know, but as much if you learn through all your senses, you'll keep the knowledge longer.
You know what? That is probably true, and yes. I'll own up to that. You know what? That's fair. Having said that, I do think children's safety is more important than explaining to them that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
More importantly, have you taken your son to the Staten Island Children's Museum?
I did. I went there yesterday.
Oh, you did?
We go all the time. It's my favorite children's museum in New York, believe it or not.
Why?
Because there's a parking lot.
And? It's cheap.
It is cheap. It's not bad. It's got a lot of stuff going on.
We used to go when our kids were little, and then I went back recently with the grandchildren, and it got a lot better.
I was about to say, when was that? When your kids were little, you used to go to the Staten Island?
Yeah, it was much small. They didn't have as much stuff there.
Yeah, I mean, now there's like a,
there are more buildings. They connected more stuff together.
It's just the one building, I think.
It's all connected.
It's all connected, man.
That's right.
Yeah. I like that. Do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
No.
Good answer. Way to know that you're on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm the only one asking you questions. You never ask me any questions about me.
Because I don't want to ask the wrong question. You yell at me.
I won't yell at you. And if I yell at you, it's for comedy purposes. Or because I'm upset with you.
I don't know. I don't know what to ask.
Well, you've said before that you are intrigued by the fact that I grew up in a trailer park.
Well, but we said not to talk about that.
We can talk about it.
I know.
You ask me anything you want about the trailer park.
Well, you told me all about what happens when a tree fits on it.
That's true. Yeah, I told you that a hurricane took out my trailer as a child.
And what happens? And I tell people that story.
Yeah.
And like, interesting. And
they say, interesting? They don't laugh?
It's sad.
It's not sad. It's
you
fun.
Lost everything you own. And
that's first off, I never said I lost everything I own. I said I put everything I own in the yard while they brought a new trailer in.
All right.
So I didn't lose everything I own. Second off, didn't own enough to really be bummed out about it.
Mm-hmm. And I remember we discussed the doorbell thing. You said we don't bother with doorbells.
No, don't need a doorbell.
You should just open the door.
You just open the door and go in, yeah.
So you can open anyone's random door and walk in, no one gets upset.
First off, if you have a pre-established relationship with somebody in the trailer park, yes.
What if you want to meet someone?
Why would I try and meet somebody new? I don't talk to strangers. I was kidnapped. We've covered this.
Strangers.
Kidnap people.
No, they don't. But you weren't kidnapped by a stranger. You kidnapped by someone who knew you.
I was kidnapped by my babysitter.
Who knew you very
well.
And
a babysitter is just a stranger who hasn't kidnapped you yet.
So, will you ever give your child to a babysitter?
Probably not. I don't really want to.
I understand.
At least not until they're old enough to have, like, a phone.
Okay.
Because I'll put my kid on the family plan and leave them there forever. Because I like being close to my children.
Well, I'm close to my children. They're older than nearby.
That's true.
We share the car. That's what we do.
Your kids don't have a car?
No.
Nice.
So we have a car in the garage, which is really cool. Condo garage, I might add.
That's right. You've mentioned this.
And so if things
what kind of car do you have?
Those personal questions.
What the... I've taught... Okay, continue with your question about the trailer park.
Honda CRV.
That's right. You've said that.
Silver.
A reliable car. Trying to get us sponsors. Something in my camera. Okay, ask any question. You didn't ask about the doorbell in the trailer.
I understand why you're looking over there.
What?
We're just having a conversation and you're just randomly looking at that
thing. I'm just hamming to the camera. You like this?
The point is there's no camera there.
You're just. What? Are you okay?
There's no camera.
That's right.
Well, you know, as our therapy session continues, you will eventually see less.
Ask questions about the trailer park.
I don't want to know about the trailer park.
Why? Why not? Why don't you want to know about me?
All right.
So I want to know about you.
Where's the pool?
Where's the pool?
Was there a pool?
At the rec center? At the recreation center?
In the trailer park, yeah.
There's not a... We didn't have a pool in our trailer park. Mm. We weren't that kind of trailer park. There are trailer parks that do have, like, pools and amenities. That's the $3 word I was looking for, yes. Amenities.
It was a $2 word, but it's okay.
Well, inflation. It used to be a $2 word. Now,
does each trailer park have its own Wi-Fi system?
Each trailer has its own Wi-Fi system.
Why? They're so close to each other. Wouldn't it be more efficient just to share?
Well, first off, they're metal boxes, so the internet signal doesn't really leave too well.
And that's called what?
A Faraday box.
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Was your little white trash friend knowing what a Faraday box is surprising to you?
That's a Faraday cage. But I was trying to be nice.
You've heard me this day.
Yes.
You know, okay. No. You have. They're individual domiciles. They have their own Wi-Fi.
Why? Continue. It would be efficient to use your neighbors. We don't do that around here. We either.
Yeah. I mean, they're just individual houses, basically.
Yeah. Houses. We have a problem because, like, next door they have a higher speed thing than we do, and it, like, interferes. So
their Wi-Fi interferes with.
Well, it doesn't interfere, but it just makes us slower. So.
Okay.
We think.
But, so yeah, I mean, there's. They're individual houses. They all have their own Wi-Fi. It's not. I didn't grow up on a commune. I grew up in a trailer park.
Yeah, your mom lived in a commune.
Don't talk about my mother living in a commune. What the fuck?
Communes, what are the nice places?
Sure. Except for they're filled with hippies, am I right?
Yeah, but only people on the right don't like hippies.
That's not true. People on the left don't like hippies.
I don't. Hippies don't exist anymore anyway.
That's fair.
Okay. All right, so do we have stuff we have to ask Ryan to edit out now since we've said bad things and you've gotten...
No, I'm fine with you asking questions about the trailer park. It's also very... It's very funny to me that you're like, do you have your own Wi-Fi? That's a very funny question.
That's why... Yes,
they have their own Wi-Fi and their own plumbing and their own electricity per trailer.
I was asking that to be kind of cute.
Okay. So, but really, like... Do you have any burning questions about growing up in a trailer park in the South that you've not asked me because you don't want to be rude, I guess, is the question.
Well, not really, because you live there, you live your life. I mean, I have this couch that my family wants me to get rid of because it's kind of old.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable. And you sat in the couch, and I said, it's uncomfortable the first time. I said, no, it's fine. The next time you said, oh, it's pretty bad. I'm not sure why that happened.
I don't know why. Maybe I sat in a different part of the couch.
Maybe that's what it was.
Why don't you want to get a new couch?
I don't want to deal with it.
What's there to deal with?
Oh, because they have to fix the floor.
Why do they have to fix the floor?
They have to paint the walls and stuff like that.
What do you mean? Why do you have to fix the floor? Why is fixing the floor and painting the walls any different than getting a new couch? All you have to do to get a new couch is go find a couch you like, have it delivered here, and put it in your living room.
Right, I know.
So that's not that big of an issue. We can go to IKEA this afternoon if you want.
I know.
And find you a couch.
I know.
So why don't you want to do that?
Well, because then when I do the floors over, what do I do with the couch?
The same thing you would do with the couch that's there. You'd move it away and then put it back when you're done.
Don't want to do that.
Well, you're going to have to do that either way.
I know, but that's a problem later. All right,
That's not a reasonable excuse. You can't say, I don't want to move a couch when I do my floors. That's why I don't want a new couch.
I want to do the floors first.
Okay.
Then I've got the couch.
Okay, so when you do the floors, are you going to get rid of the old busted couch?
Probably.
And then put the new couch in.
We have to paint the walls too first.
Okay, but then for a period of time, you won't have a couch at all.
We don't sit in now anyway.
Why not?
Because it's uncomfortable.
Well, then get a new couch.
I want to wait till we get the walls painted.
Then paint the walls. And do the floors and get a new couch.
All right.
You can at least pick a couch out. Do you know what kind of couch you want?
One that's comfortable.
Okay.
But we made it.
You want it to be fabric, leather, ottoman?
I had a leather couch once.
A chaise lounge, if you will.
In my youth, I was buying a couch and this woman says, very sensual. I said, I have to get
that. That is a very funny sales pitch for a couch.
Well, she wasn't.
You should do that for everything you try and sell. Here's a hot tip about selling things. Let's say you're selling anything. If you just go, very sensual.
It worked really well.
Obviously, you still have the couch.
But she's not. She wasn't a salesperson. She was just a random person there.
She was just a random person there.
Another friend.
Why are so many random people interacting with you? What is happening? Why are you so... What is this? How are you moving through life where people are talking to you on the subway and saying very sensual when you buy a couch?
At the boathouse, I have these great conversations with people.
The boathouse? You work at the boathouse?
Yes.
This is the first time hearing of it.
Well, I'll tell you like stories. This couple was going down and we just started talking a little bit. And and because it's a ramp that goes down.
Yeah.
So I was at the top of the dock this time.
Top of the dock, yes.
And so I was talking to them a little bit, and I said, how long have you been? I said, oh, a year or two, okay. We don't have to talk about commitment, yes.
Yeah.
So, like, I met once this couple that are, like, dating, like, 6 years. I looked at the guy and said...
We've talked about this before. You're anti-long-term dating.
Do this on the podcast?
We have talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, I only have so many stories.
I know. We made it 3 whole episodes before we started recycling them. We're going to have to start making new memories now.
I have new memories somewhere, you know, but, you know, it's fine.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
You're being mean to me.
I'm being mean to you? You asked me if trailers have their own Wi-Fi.
No, I said trailer parks.
Yes, fair enough. I'm not being mean to you. I'm trying to say that we've covered this ground already.
How do you remember?
How do I remember? Well, yeah. I'm a young. So we've covered this ground already, so we don't need to cover it again. We can talk about other things.
You can make fun of your age all you want.
What do you mean?
Because you know, because you're young, you know, you're not.
See, now you're worried that I'm making fun of you for being old.
I'm old? I'm just experienced and wizened.
Wizened.
Mm-hmm.
More wise, I believe, is the superlative.
Using big words for no reason.
Faraday cage.
Yes.
There it is.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Named after the scientist Faraday, Michael Faraday?
No, it's Joe, his brother.
Joe, his brother?
Yeah.
Joe Faraday?
Yes.
Hmm. Where are they from? Do you think the Wright brothers, when they invented flight, like they were doing it as a bit, kind of?
Why? Because the Wright brothers?
Why am I the only one asking questions? You gotta ask some questions. Pose some questions.
I don't have any questions.
Be inquisitive. You ask people on the train if they made their own pants.
Because they're interesting.
And I'm not?
The people on the train are interesting.
Wow. Well, is there anything that you wanted to talk about before the episode ended?
I don't know. What's for lunch?
What is for lunch?
I don't know.
Chipotle?
How about a non-chain place?
Okay.
That's all.
I don't want pizza.
Yeah, well, we get burritos, but we don't have to get Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Whatever it's called.
Chipotle? Is that
Chipotle,
what you call it?
Whatever it's called.
Is there... Okay, I like burritos.
Yeah, this is Chipotle around
the But I don't really like Mexican food in New York.
Okay. That's all right. I was going to tell you. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. A cute little story. So, we were at, we were upstate, to visit some family. My daughter-in-law's family.
Okay.
And so we're driving through the Poconos, and we see this big thing that says, like, the sign, old sign in front of a restaurant says, eat and go. And I'm like, that's interesting. I mean, eating's great, and going's great, but when you eat and go, it's kind of related to, like, kind of running because something happened with the food and it's affecting your digestive system. So I think it was a very good marketing ploy.
I don't know. I think I disagree. I think eat and go could be the tagline for any restaurant. Because that is what they do there. Because you eat and then you go. Well, eat and stay, that's a different thing.
That's a motel.
That's a house. If we could all just stay at restaurants after we ate there, the housing market wouldn't exist.
Well, there's some motels. You know, they have a motel with a little restaurant.
Actually. Even though it's eat, sleep, then go at a motel.
So the eat and go thing bothered me. You know?
Why? It's such a... I like that. Because it's a direct thing for a restaurant. You eat and go.
And then I noticed that there was like a rest... You know, there's a town called Buttsville nearby.
Buttsville is very funny.
You know, it's Buttsville.
We should... One of us should run for mayor in Buttsville.
And I think that's related to going. So I thought that's part of it.
So you're worried that you first off, you're like, eat and go, it reminds you of you eat and then you have to poop? Is that what
that's basically... But there is a rest stop like 2 miles down, so if you have to go, it's not so bad.
I don't know if I can make it 2 miles from eat and go.
It depends how bad the food is.
I guess.
On the other hand, the restaurant was closed, so they may have solved the problem.
Well, there you go. So it's actually, you know, just go.
All right, so, but eat first.
Then you can't eat. The restaurant is closed. So just go.
I know, but the sign was there. It said eat, so I had to eat.
But where did you eat? You couldn't eat there if the restaurant was closed.
We just waited for a while.
You just waited till it opened.
Yeah.
And then you ate.
No, we left because it was broken. It was closed.
So where did you eat?
Somewhere else.
And then you stayed there.
No.
You went.
Yes.
So there you go. Eat and go. It's what you did.
Yeah, but I went somewhere else. So.
Yeah. Well, we're all constantly going somewhere else. That's the human condition, isn't it?
Human condition.
Yeah.
Very philosophical thing.
Thank you.
Okay. What else is there? I don't know. So Made in Go, I thought was kind of funny. Buttsville. There's another one, too. But
Buttsville is a very funny name of
people
place.
Small towns are named after funny things.
Sometimes. Yes. There's like Climax, Georgia.
Okay.
That's a real one.
I believe you. It's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. That's not funny. There's nothing funny about that.
I don't know. Well, we're in Brooklyn.
We're in Brooklyn.
We're in the cool place.
We're in the cool place.
You finally moved to Brooklyn. It's a cool place.
I moved from Los Angeles. That's also very cool.
No, it isn't.
It's pretty cool.
No. You drive everywhere. What are you looking at?
Say goodbye. We're wrapping up.
We're wrapping up?
We're wrapping up. Is there any final thoughts?
Did Ryan wave to you behind me?
He did, yeah.
Okay. He didn't wave to me.
Well, it's because he's not in your eye line.
Like he could be.
What, do you want him to walk in front of the cameras and say, we're about to wrap up?
Yeah.
Why do you want that?
Because I get to be
part. Say goodbye.
No.
You have to say goodbye.
No.
We're done. The episode's over. Don't you want to... Tell me how you feel, Marty. Say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye to what? There's nothing to say goodbye to. We're in a room. All right. I'll say goodbye to that pretend camera.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.